Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in a sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight. Hi there. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. I am Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is Mudtoe at Midnight. Pretty much told you everything already in the intro that you probably need to know. I'm not your typical shaman. I don't work with potions or, I shouldn't say that. I need to be more respectful because I actually am a shaman, even though I'm not a shaman. I don't work with herbal remedies or plants or anything like that. My modality is the written and spoken word. And the way it works for me is I get inspired, I write something down, or I say something, and I hope that spirit will take those words to wherever it is they need to be heard, whether it's one person or a bunch of people. So I work through the Nemenha medicine wheel, which starts in the west with the buffalo, and the buffalo tells us to seek counsel from our friends, from our elders, from those around us. And then at the north door, we meet the wolf, who helps us to touch base with heavenly beings and spirits, those who have gone before us, and then also the spirits of trees and plants and stones and whatnot. Then in the east, we meet the eagle, who introduces us to the seas far people. We get away from all the things that maybe perhaps we're stuck in and see beyond our own boundaries. And then at the south, we speak to the mouse, who is the looks within guide. And looks within is that we look, again, past the things that we hold on to as thinking are the real things, the things that give our we think give our lives meaning, into our heart, into our spirit, and what's really there. What is our heart actually telling us to do if we let go of the things that we want, the things that we want to hear. And after going through that process, I write something or I say something. And today I wrote something about swimming pools after we got through. So it's not always deep spiritual stuff. In fact, with me, more often than not, it's something about an experience I had that kind of depressed me. Swimming pools, one not so much, a little bit, but not so much. It was actually mostly very pleasant childhood type memories, and you can find it on my website, which is mudtoesasquatch.com. MudToeSasquatch. .com, and that's where you will find my writing and also a few other things, some additional content that I do get up there every once in a while and update, although my show archive is dreadfully in need of some work. I think it's like 3 months. April 20th, I think, is the last show that's on the show archive on my website. So I have links to all the shows, and also I've written down a few of the things I talked about in the show, in case you're interested in looking at it by subject. But that is, as I've said, dreadfully out of date. Something I need to put on my to-do list to get that all squared away. And if I seem to pause every once in a while, I'm trying to keep up better with comments that might be coming in. Because as I said, I have Twitter open. I also have Twitterfall open. I don't know if you're familiar at all with Twitterfall, but it's a sort of a way to keep track of Twitter without actually having to be on Twitter. I mean, it keeps track of hashtags, basically what's happened. So if you send me, even if you don't follow me, you can make your own tweet and put hashtag MudToeSasquatch in it. And I will pick it up, or I should pick it up on Twitterfall. So I'm watching that as well as my email. So occasionally I'm clicking through all of those, seeing if anyone has sent me anything. And because I do not multitask very well, sometimes I just fall into silence for a moment as I'm doing that, and I realize that can be very disconcerting for someone who's listening on the radio, suddenly not hear anything, think maybe I dropped out or something. Also, I need to let you know that there's a little technical glitch going on with Blog Talk Radio right now. I presume you're hearing me. If not, there really isn't anything I can do about it at this point. But the, I don't know if this will mean anything to you, but there's a clock on the switchboard that we use to run the radio show, and there's another clock that I hear in my ear because I've called in on Skype to operate the regular radio show and actually broadcast the sound, and the clocks are out of sync. Now, I'm presuming the one in my ear, the one on the phone, is the correct one, but if I've made the wrong assumption, please forgive me, because you probably just heard a minute and a half of silence as I was waiting for the headphones to catch up with what the switchboard says. But my experience is that the switchboard, when there's a conflict between the switchboard and the headphones, it's usually the switchboard that's wrong. So I'm going with the headphones, and if I'm wrong, many apologies, but I don't think I'm wrong. But I figured I'd let you in on that in case weird things happen if I, you know, were to cut off in the middle of a sentence or something. One of those wonderful little technical things. So, I'm seeing tweets, but none of them are from you guys. So, it helps me out a lot if I can get some feedback so I know what you might be interested in hearing me talk about. Otherwise, I just have to make it up. And sometimes that's just, well, no, I'm trying not to be so negative. Sometimes, I think you might enjoy your Mud Toe at Midnight experience more if I were talking about some things that you might like to hear me talk about, rather than just the things that I like to talk about. Isn't it kind of dull to sit at a table with a friend and only, you know, be talking about what they want to talk about? I think so, too. So, but I need that input. I need your information. And also, when you go to the website and you're reading my stuff, you can leave comments for me there, because I do appreciate the input. How do you like the writing? What could be better about the writing? Because I'm preparing, I keep saying this, but I am preparing to write a book with some longer pieces than I can reasonably share on that blog. And it helps me to have some people reading my stuff and commenting on my style and how I'm expressing myself, if I'm getting to the point that I think I'm getting to, and so forth. So if you could do me those several favors that I've just asked, I would appreciate it very much. And in return for that, maybe I'll just do a little radio show for you here. I don't think I'm going to talk much about the awful thing that happened today, because other people are talking about it. I think they're covering it. I don't really have to. The only thing I want to mention is I am glad that so far anyway, not too many people have chosen to use this as some sort of platform for their own political ideology. Whichever side of the gun control debate you might be on, there are some opportunities to get on your soapbox and say, well, you know, with this thing that happened, if this had been different, then this might not have happened. And it's nice that people are waiting at least one day. I think most people, I have seen a few, and then there are some pretty wild and wacky ones. I think there's a certain fringe element. You're always going to get that. But I'm talking about the sort of main street, quote-unquote, serious people have not jumped on the tragedy in that way, and that sort of gives me some hope for humanity that maybe we can wait just a bit. I recall when I was much younger, Actually, this isn't even close to being the same thing. I don't know why I want to even use this example, but I've already started, so I might as well. There was a mayor of Chicago, not the famous one, not Mayor Daley, but the one that came after him, was Harold Washington, and he died while still in office. And the various politicians of Chicago were fighting over his power, probably before his body was cold. They may have been fighting about it before they managed to get his body to the hospital. It's one of those things where the feeding frenzy began as soon as people saw the opportunity. And maybe, I don't know, it would be inappropriate to conclude that this proves maybe we've evolved in the last 30 years. This is two very different situations with sort of a similar possible result that people could be using a tragedy to say, well, you know, this, we should change this, or we should really do things that way. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to stop right now and move on to other business. To give you the Mudtoe update, I am doing somewhat better physically today than I was at this time last week. If you'll recall, if you were listening last week, I am suffering from a case of poison ivy, which I acquired while retrieving a balloon from the woods, a balloon that had been lost by my granddaughter. So I got to be the balloon hero. But the next day, I'd started to break out all over my legs, and evidently at some time, because the poison ivy, I guess, is spread by the oil. I remember this from my Boy Scout training, and I must have wiped my legs and then wiped my face, because I started getting breakouts all over my face, and it itched a lot, and the end of my nose itched particularly a lot, and I rubbed it raw, and that got really nasty, and so I think I've completely rehashed that for you now. This week it's better. It took a while. I suffered through the weekend, and finally on Monday I went to the doctor, figuring I might as well take advantage of it because I paid $575 for insurance for the summer. I went and told them my problem, and they agreed to take care of me. They gave me a big old steroid shot, so I can't be in the London Olympics now, I guess. And they also caught me on something. I was supposed to get some blood work done. I take a couple of long-term medications, and every 6 months or so I'm supposed to get a blood test done to make sure they're not killing me. And last time, scheduled for what was like May or June, and I went, I got my blood work done. Now, I've had some bad experiences getting my blood drawn in the past, and it took me some time. I had to go to several places here in my large city in the Midwest, but I finally found a place that had I believe it's called a phlebotomist, the blood people who draw your blood. Found one that was pretty good at finding the buried veins in my arms, because I've had lots of blood work done over the years. I was very ill when I was a small boy, and they took lots of blood from me. And those scars have effectively blocked most of the access to my veins and my arms. But there's this one dude who's just really good at finding them, and he doesn't have to poke around or leave. I mean, what's really bad is when they poke you in the arm with a needle, and then they can't get the blood to come, and so they pull the needle out and have to start over again. That's just excruciating for me. And he was always very good, never had any problems. Just in and out, no problem at all. Well, I went and got my blood work done, and then I went to consult with my physician, and the results from the blood tests have been lost. So I was going to have to go and get it done again. And, you know, phlebotomy expert or no, it was very difficult for me to get psyched up to go and have that blood work done a second time, after having just done it a day or two before. So I put it off, and I kept putting it off, and I kept putting it off, and I just never did it. Months went by, and of course, when I went to get this shot from my to get rid of the poison ivy, they found that on their computer. Their computer remembers everything. And so, by the way, you still have to have this blood work done. So they sent me. And I tried to get out of it. I told them, well, you know, I haven't fasted. Aren't I supposed to fast for this? And I found out, oh, no, you don't have to fast for this blood work because it's something, the one thing it doesn't matter at all, and the other one is the glucose level. They say it's an average of the last month. So, you know, having a little bit extra doesn't affect it. So, couldn't get out of that. And also made me kind of mad because I've been fasting for that blood draw for for the last, gosh, however long I've been having it done. But anyway, I had it done, and the phlebotomist there at the clinic actually did a very nice job. So there are two people in the world who are qualified to get blood out of one of my arms. Man, I had a rough time. A couple years ago, I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I signed up. Well, I do know what possessed me to do it. It was the money. I signed up for a medical study, and that involved me going in every couple of weeks and having blood drawn. And boy, the people, I really don't want to cast aspersions on anybody's professionalism, but I'm sort of a very skittish about these sort of things, but I felt like I was being butchered. They were not at all good at finding those wonderful veins of mine. There was lots of poking around and lots of second and third tries going on. So that was not a pleasant experience for me, and really not at all worth the $500. But I guess things like that fade in mind once you get the money in your hand. So I had blood work done this week, and I got the report back from my physician, and he said it looked pretty good. I like this guy because he doesn't hold me to the same high standards as my previous physicians have. His professional opinion is that most doctors are entirely too picky about where they want your glucose level to be, especially for people who are in their 40s, you know, who aren't quite as young, quite as active. Maybe their blood glucose you could get away with it being just a little bit higher. And doesn't give me a hard time about my weight either, although he has told me it would be better for me to not be carrying so much weight, and of course I realize that that's true. The important thing is I got my results back, and the medications are not killing me, and I'm approved to go ahead and keep taking them for the next, it'll be a little less than 6 months now, because I renewed the prescriptions a while ago. And this is one of the things that's one of the little ticking time bombs that's going on, because in the middle of August, I'm not going to have health insurance anymore. And thankfully, both of the prescriptions I take are sort of in the, it's not the public domain, I don't know what they call it for drugs, but they can be made, they aren't patented, any of the patents protection has run out, so anybody can make them. So those, if you've had this experience, if you go to one of the big big box / grocery stores that have a pharmacy, generally they have a list of $5 medications, and that's what those are. They're medications that have nobody owns them anymore, and anybody can make them, so they're cheap. And I have a $5 medication, and then my second one, actually the government picks up the $5. So I don't have to pay anything for it at all. Pardon me. Took a sip of... What is this? Fruit punch, I think. It's very nice. It's Crystal Light, so it's lots of chemicals that make it sweet. So I'm not in the position my father is in, who just pays hundreds of dollars a month for his various medications. He had a heart attack about 10 years ago. And, oh, do his medications ever cost a bunch of money. And he falls into the donut hole every year. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but I guess some part of Medicaid or Medicare or whatever is private insurance maybe picks up the cost of medications up to a certain dollar amount, and then the other part, maybe it's Medicare D or whatever it is, the other half of this equation picks up later on, like at a higher amount, but everything between those two amounts, the patient is responsible for themselves. So you take some planning to make it work, particularly when you're taking as much medication as my father is. Fortunately, my mother is an excellent planner, and they haven't run into any difficulties with it yet. My father does lobby to have his medications reduced at every one of his various appointments. This is an interesting thing. One of my father's physicians, I believe his general physician, is a guy I went to high school with, and that's imagine that must be an interesting experience for him. It gets me, you know. I see the guy, the mayor of the town I grew up in. I went to high school with him. The fire chief, I went to high school with him, and now the doctor who treats my father is also one of my classmates. So we are the power generation now. That thing that people wait for. This is someday, you know, we'll be in charge and we'll make the decisions, and here we are. Let's hope we don't mess it up. I'm certainly not in much of a position to affect it. I think a lot of people thought I might be back in the day when I was a young person, sitting here working for, you know, below the poverty line, about ready to lose, you know, from my job, about ready to expire at the end of August. Probably not where my classmates thought I was going to wind up, you know, being the academic superstar I was. But unfortunately, I was a pitiful social outcast, and this is the result. My brother and I both, I think more me than him, although he has his own issues, and I think my parents must be terribly disappointed to have produced such, you know, a couple of pointy-headed academics and borderline socialists. I'm not nearly as close to borderline socialism as my mother seems to think I am, and she thinks they taught me this at college. She thinks I have these sort of left leanings because I've been in college for so much of my life. And I guess that's where I was exposed to the ideas, but I always had a feeling that the way the world is run, that there's something fundamentally wrong with the systems that we have in place. Okay, I'm scanning Twitter now, and I've just got a whole string of posts from this person that I follow who doesn't follow me. I have 31 followers now, by the way. Things have started to accelerate. Most of my followers, for the longest time, most of my followers were young women, college-age women. And I think I followed a couple, and then more started. And those are the people who are coming up in my who to follow list. They're coming up what do you call it? There's the different list where they tell you, oh, similar to you. That's what's coming up, similar to you. And I said, how is this little girl similar to me? But then, come on Twitter, must be. So I have a list of them. Here more recently, I've been getting a lot of self-help gurus, you know, who are talking about, they tweet helpful hints for living, and in their little thumbnail biography, they talk about their book, you know, which I guess is okay. You know, at some point, I will be talking about my book. That's sort of the whole point of my having this Twitter account, so I really can't damn them for doing the same thing. And just, you know, I wonder how they found me. You know, how do I have, what is it about me that's attracted the sort of bimodal, I think that's the word, bimodal distribution of, I have a population of young girls, and I have a population of self-help gurus who are my followers. Now, hopefully we can diversify that, or that will diversify itself as time goes on. What I started to say was, I just have a whole string of posts by this one young lady, and sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, if she's just going into college, which I presume, unless she's going to college late, she presumes she's 18. If I'd have known she was 18, I wouldn't have followed her. You know, that's a little bit creepy. Even following women who are, you know, still in college as traditional college students, 22, under 22, even that's a little bit creepy. At least be out on their own with an actual job. But this girl is just going into school. She's I'm presuming she's 18 years old. And she's just tweeting like a crazy person. And it's all advice. And it's like, and it's, this 18-year-old person has the wisdom of the world, or at least she thinks she does. Here she says, everything is okay, you know. Even if you felt awful all day, it's in your power to turn that all around and enjoy tomorrow. Promise. Well, I suppose if she were here, she might be able to help me with that. Probably not, because she's 18 and I would feel like a creepy, dirty old man the whole time. But here's another one. I hope that someday I can change your mind. Well, that'll be interesting. You can be anything you want to be, inspire anyone you want, and do anything you can dream of. Just have to believe in the power of your mind. Actually, she sounds like one of those self-help people now. Okay, now I'm getting out of this zone of her. Here's one. Nothing lasts forever, no matter how it feels today. Okay. There's some wisdom. I don't want to say it's impossible for an 18-year-old to have wisdom. It's just, I certainly know that when I was 18, I knew everything about everything. There's my tweet about Mud Toe at Midnight. It's beginning soon. So I'm back, going down the Twitter page is a lot like it's going backwards in time. And finally, time will collapse on itself. And we'll all be back at the beginning when we were a bunch of souls sitting on the shelf. Well, y'all are awful quiet tonight, which is not at all unusual, actually. What I've found from looking at the data that Blog Talk Radio provides us is that most of the people who listen to my show listen to it on the archive. So it probably doesn't do me any good to tell you this, but there are other certain shows here on the With Insights channel of blogtalkradio.com on Mondays. You can hear Iggy Garcia and Rosa Bell. They will take your calls and give you intuitive readings. And then on Tuesdays at 7, Jenny Seek in the Intuitive Voice Hour. My goodness, that's close to what the title is. I maul the title of her show every week. She keeps writing me back and telling me what the title of it is. I write it down. I vow to keep it right next to the computer. And of course, I don't have it here. But Intuitive Voice, it's a good show. Listen to her show. She's terrific. And then I'm here on at the midnights on Friday. I don't know how the hell they ever managed to talk me into that, but here I am. I'm actually doing okay tonight. I don't work on Fridays right now, so I can sleep in. And I got a blog post written, so I felt productive. I had to go back to the office and get my briefcase because I left it there. I went to the movies last night. I did not go to see Batman. I went downtown to the old movie house where they show the old movies, and I saw Psycho. So there. And there was a pretty good crowd, too, and there were young people represented, so I felt good about that, although mostly they were on their cell phones through the whole thing. But I guess young people can tweet on their cell phones and watch the movie at the same time, so more power to them. And by the way, the clock on my computer is saying I'm about to go off the air. So if I do, I apologize. And I got about 90 seconds according to my headphones. I was going to say, one of the people at the theater last night during the famous shower scene during Psycho, he filmed it with his cell phone camera. So I don't know exactly what he plans on doing with that. I mean, it's available in a wide variety of places. But I sat in the balcony, too. I think it's not the first time I've watched a movie from the balcony there. It's the first time I ever watched it from that far up. Quite an interesting experience. I love that old movie house. It's lots of energy, lots of spirits there, I think. And I'm glad that somebody saved it from the wrecking ball and it's still available for us to enjoy. Okay, I am going to sign off now. Thank you for listening to the ramblings of Mudtoe. I will be back next week, and please feel free to send me your tweets and your emails between now and then. Thanks once more for joining me, and good night.